What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Kombis from ZabonShenas.com. We're back, this time with a great interview with one of the successful members of ZabonShenas, Mustafa, a hardworking and enthusiastic guy who have used ZabonShenas for about maybe 1 year and a half or something, and he's speaking English fluently. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it can be amazing if you listen to his experiences. So, without further ado, this is you, and this is Mustafa. Enjoy.
This is some of the interview. So, how are you? Everything is okay, Mustafa?
Yeah, thank you, Kong. I'm so happy, actually. I mean it. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad and grateful to talk to you and share my experiences with enthusiastic and passionate members from Forum ZabonShenas.
Okay, yeah. Amazing start. I think you had the best start among the members of, you know, interviewed, because most of them, they were like, hello, you know, but you're so passionate. I hope no one is going to get offended by this.
Thanks.
But yeah, okay, amazing to know that. I am so privileged to talk to you too, because you're one of the good idols. You can be a very, very good idol for a lot of members, without any doubt, because you have improved very fast, because you have worked hard very fast.
And thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with the interview, and without further ado, let's jump to interview. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mustafa, and tell us who are you, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, my name is Mustafa, and I'm 22 years old. I actually live here in Tehran. My major is theology, and, you know, I'm interested in watching animations and reading books,
So let's start with this. Why your major is theology? Is there any specific reason that you chose this?
Yeah, you know, since I was a kid, I like, these materials, these supernatural materials and stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually, maybe some guys in the forum know that I'm reciter of Quran, since I was a kid,
You're very good at it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I had some questions in my mind that no one could, answer me. And I don't like to imitate just whatever they have said to us. Mm-hmm. And that's why I chose that, it's better to go and search and research about religion by myself. And
So you were curious about that, and you chose this.
Yeah, amazing.
That's very nice. Exactly. That you chose something that you really, really liked. I was one of those victims to choose something that I've never liked, and I just suffered a lot. But you love theology, which is amazing. So you went for it, and you're studying it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned animation. Why are you such a big fan of animation? Is there any particular reason for that?
Maybe one of the reasons is because my sister is also, fond of animations, and actually she studies animations in university, and because of that, we have something in common. And one of the reasons is that, I suppose.
Yeah. So have you ever thought about becoming an animator or something, to create your own animation or something like that?
No, I don't think that I'm good at, it's very hard for me.
Yeah, of course, animation is super hard, to be honest, I think.
Yeah.
But it's good to have a sister who knows about these stuffs, and because you can dive deeper than most of us. because we don't know anything about animation, but you watch that, your sister sometimes comes and says, yeah, this part of animation is all about this, and you dive deeper. That's why I think you like what was the name of that animation you loved the most?
Yeah, Coraline.
Yeah, Coraline. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's why you watch that too much.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times did you watch it?
And I think fully, I think 30 times, maybe.
30 times. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. Yeah. So, all right. So beside these things, do you have any other particular hobby? You mentioned reading books. So what kind of books do you like the most? And how often do you read books?
You know, I don't like reading novels in Persian. Mm. But if you just give me that book written in English, I would definitely take it and read it. Because by that, I kill two birds by one shot.
Yeah, one stone. One shot, you can say that. So amazing, because I have the same actually trait. Because I've never been a fan of reading novels in Persian, reading any kind of books in Persian. And I started reading a lot of books in English. That's why I'm so attached to English in general. So, which is very good, you know. So you read novels. How many novels have you read? Do you know?
I think maybe, you know, I read novels that... you know, is available in ZBook application mostly.
Yeah.
And I think maybe 20.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah. It's a good number. And did you finish Goosebumps?
No, I have 10 books of it.
Okay.
I think half of them.
Yeah.
Zaban
Shemesh. I don't think it is 20. You know, I don't know the number exactly, but I finished it myself. I think it is about 17 or something about that. I think I'm not sure about the numbers, but yeah, you pretty much nailed it. I think you read a lot of it. And how about other books? You know, Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew.
No, I haven't. You know, read them until now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future I will.
Yeah, okay, amazing. Very, very nice. So, what do you do when you're not studying English?
Actually, you know, these times I'm a little, you know, carefree, you know. And but when I'm in university, and I will actually 2 months from now... Yeah. At the end of summer, I have to go to university again.
Yeah.
You know, I study my major and, you know, the books. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, aside from that, I watch movies and maybe I listen to some music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just...
Yeah.
These are my hobbies.
Yeah, very mostly. Nice hobbies. Very, very nice hobbies. So, okay, awesome. Let's go for the next session, which is about English. So let's talk a little bit about English and your schedules and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about your English background. So have you ever been in classes, or it was just all about self-studying?
No, insofar as classes are concerned, no, I don't think too much. You know, I just a very little kid. I just went 2 terms, and it was just A, B, C, D, you know? Uh-huh. The name, I remember the title of books were Get Ready.
Yeah, the name of the book was Get Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, all right. I've never heard of that textbook, okay?
It was so easy, and I quit, and I didn't continue, actually.
Yeah, better. So, yeah, it was just 2 semesters, and then it was all about self-study. So tell me about the time you've been studying. For how long you've been studying?
Actually, my background is divided into two eras,
yeah.
before Zaban Shenas and after Zaban Shenas.
Mm-hmm.
Before Zaban Shenas, I think I was just almost like any other people, you know, just being good at, you know, a school,
mm-hmm.
but which doesn't matter, which sucks, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, after that, I forgot everything I was taught in a school.
Yeah.
And until I arrived at university, mm-hmm. when I realized that, wow, I have to be good at English
yeah.
in my major. So I was concerned. And, you know, it was before Zaban Shenas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And actually, I bought some books, you know, because at that time, back because my concern was just academic vocab,
mm-hmm.
I started memorizing some vocab from some books like 504 and essential vocab
mm-hmm.
for TOEFL exam and
mm-hmm.
something like them, just in Anki Droid, just memorized them, which afterwards I realized that which was wrong.
Yeah, and when was this? When exactly were you doing these things? When it was 2 years ago, last year? When exactly you're talking
in,
about?
In the summer of 1996.
1996. Exactly. 1396. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah.
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 And?
And until 1397, just for ancient and traditional ceremony, you know, Nowruz 97,
mm-hmm.
a few days ago, before that, I became familiar with Zaban Shenas application. Actually, my sister introduced it,
mm-hmm.
and I installed it, and, you know, as if I have discovered my passion, you know.
Yeah.
I was so glad that, you know, this is a very appropriate Zaban Shenas for myself, I said to myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very
and,
nice.
And, I started with children's stories.
Yeah.
Because I was not very high level, at very high level.
Yeah.
And I finished it almost in 1 or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And until that, I reached to the summer, you know,
mm-hmm.
the summer of 1997, which I started Power English course
mm-hmm.
by A.J. Hogg. And because at that time, I was busy writing and researching my visas,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't concentration,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't focus very well. I just, you know, listening to Power English course,
mm-hmm.
every lesson, each week, until Aban month,
okay.
until month Aban, that I finished Power English. Actually, the last lessons I, you know, took shortcuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I you finished it in them, just yeah. 5 months. Is that right? You finished?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The last lessons I, you know,
just skipped them, right?
Faster.
Oh, all right. So you skimmed through them. Let's say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You use them much more faster than the schedule AJ said and talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Because I was used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, in month Aban, I bought the subscription of ZBook application. And yeah, and I started extensive reading. And aside from that, I would sometimes have conversation with my cousin, which helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thank him from this tribune. His name is Navid.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Thanks to Navid that we have you, you know, because your English is pretty good. And the thing you're doing, I think we will dive deeper and we will talk about them more. So, which is very nice. And after ZBook, what did you do? You know, when you were using ZBook, were you using any particular course or something else like that? Or it was just ZBook? You just studied ZBook?
No, not quite. I was just interested in reading books, a lot of books, mm-hmm. and it would take most of my time. I read Goosebumps, I read Harry Potter, some of his books. And
which is very interesting, you know, because you can see the power of extensive reading. You see, you were just reading. That was all the things you've been doing at least Aubon. And right now you have a very, very wide vocabulary and expanded vocabulary, and right now you can speak it. So, which is very, very nice. So, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah, until this summer that I lessened my extensive reading, mm-hmm. and I listened to Feel Good English podcast, mm-hmm. and also the podcast of AJ Hook sometimes, mm-hmm. and that's it until now.
So it was extensive listening. So you just listen to them maybe once. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's been 1 year and almost a half that I'm studying English with Zaban Chinas mm-hmm. seriously.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Awesome to hear that. So if you want to pick the best possible method you've been using, if you just one, what has helped you the most? Can you give us one method, one material?
Before I say that, you know, aside from extensive reading, I would sometimes, you know, watch some videos from YouTube as well. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm.
So
it was very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So you would listen to different podcasts as extensive listening, and plus you would go and watch videos just like the video you mentioned. You always mention that guy, Red Pill Coach. Is that the name of that channel?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Coach Red Pill.
All right.
Yeah.
So I just, So Coach Red Pill. So, you just listen to different videos from YouTube plus extensive listening too. So it is basically extensive listening, extensive reading. And which one of these things you're talking about? Extensive, intensive, everything. What has helped you the most?
I think the most useful things that I used in my process is extensive reading.
Mm.
You know, it's very great. You know, you can improve your vocab, which is the basic of any language.
Yes, for
right?
sure.
Very fastly.
Yeah.
Very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can improve your natural grammar mm-hmm. instead of, you know, reading some bullshit grammar books.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can improve your writing skills and also comprehension reading skill and even colloquial.
Yeah.
You know, all these things at the same time, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dare say that, you know, I can't say anybody learning a language without reading.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one thing Stephen Krashen always talks about. He says, read a lot of books. That's one method that he always emphasizes on. He always says, read, read, read. And that's the reason he's saying, because you've been just reading a lot of books and your language has improved radically.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Amazing. So the thing that has helped you the most was extensive reading.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, nice. So your favorite English content, what is that? If you want to pick one.
as I said, I think the number one is extensive reading, as I mentioned, you know, and watching animations as movies after that.
Okay.
You know, that's because, you know, I feel awesome when I read a book or watch a movie in another language. And, you know, I'm really proud of myself sometimes. Sometimes I say to myself, look at this, I can't read a book in another language.
Yeah.
And I become so excited.
Yeah.
These are my favorite methods.
Yeah, that's amazing. And let me ask you another question. So you mentioned that you watch animations. How exactly do you watch them?
Yeah, actually, just for fun. Actually, I believe, in my opinion, that learning with animations and movies, especially when you're not at a very high level in English, can be so, you know, torturing and so hard and difficult. Because if you are serious about that, you have to watch a little part of each animation over and over again, which sometimes for some people is not very
easy,
interesting and enjoyable. But to me, you know, as I said, my favorite animation was Coraline, and even when I was just learning Power English course, I would you know, watch this animation because it was my passion. You know, I really liked that. It was some kind of nostalgia.
Yeah, and plus, I think that's a good point to emphasize on. You know, you mentioned that you loved Coraline, which I personally love Louis C.K.'s jokes. I would listen to this guy over and over and over again. So a lot of people, they come and say, all right, you know, AJ's voice sucks. I hate Power English. I hate this and that. And the answer is obvious. If you don't like to listen to someone, just find something or someone that you love to listen to. So for you, it was that animation that you could just repeat again and again and again. And for me, it was Louis C.K.'s and stand-up comedies. Maybe you watch Louis C.K. and say, all right, who is this ridiculous guy? But I love that guy. So that's the thing. I think that that is a very, very good point to actually emphasize. And of course, a lot of people must take into consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your English learning schedule. How many hours a day do you study, and how do you study?
Nowadays, I put almost 3 or 4 hours a day.
Wow.
at least. Because, you know, as I said, you know, I'm in holidays because I still study and I have to study my major and I have to continue my major.
So,
and
that's but still, it amazes me. You know, I really can't think about that much of studying after 1 year and a half, because I am a very lazy person. But how exactly can you find this determination yourself? How exactly you're so determined to study 3 hours every day? How exactly this is possible?
You know, I think having a very specific goal has helped me a lot.
So what is your goal?
You know, as I told you, my first passion was, you know, academic. You know, I started just for that reason. But now I have more general goals to continue. You know, it's very important. Sometimes that's why we lack the consistency and the being persistent. That's why, you know, not having a very specific goal. We don't know where we want to be. Just, you know, we see that everybody is learning English and English is very important language. So let's start learning it as well.
Yeah.
So it's not very great and exciting goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are ridiculous goals. You know, okay, English is cool. I want to learn it. That's bullshit. So because it's impossible to learn a language like this. So I have another question I'd like to ask is, do you have this serious character? I'm guessing that if you decide to do something, you're very serious about it. Because you are one of those guys in the forum that you don't hit around the bush. You're studying, either you're recording Let's Talk, you're participating in the challenges. It's not like you're just come and spam in the forum. You're very serious and, of course, determined when it comes to English. Is this your character, or you worked on it and you said, all right, I want to just study. I don't want to just beat around the bush and just waste my time. Is this your characteristic?
Yeah, I think I suppose that I'm a little, serious about whatever that I'm pursuing. I have to, reach the end of it. Mm. Of course, English has not the end, but But sometimes I myself, hit some plateaus and I don't feel like reading and studying English. But that's the power of mindset. My mindset is that whether we like it or not, in order to be successful, we have to do that.
Yeah.
We have to push ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to force ourselves.
Yeah, sometimes even.
Consistency is very important.
Yeah.
That's
very nice. So you had this characteristic.
Yeah, I think. Thanks, God. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's amazing. Amazing. So, you were talking go ahead.
Sorry for interruption. No. It's not something that, I was born
I know. I'm just saying you have this characteristic, in my opinion.
I gain it, Everybody can gain this character by putting hard work.
So you were saying about you were talking about your schedule, your plans. So if you have, for example, let's say you said that you study for 3 hours. How exactly do you use these 3 hours?
So I think the best attitude to a great schedule is doing two things: mm-hmm. listening and reading. I read some chapter of some books, mm-hmm. and also I listen to some kind of auditory material.
Mm-hmm.
And I always review the words and vocab in the liner of Zaban Shenas app.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Very, very nice. So these are the things you do. You listen, you read, and you review.
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. So let's say that you mentioned that you started learning English 2 years ago. So let's say you have a time machine and you can go 2 years ago. How exactly will you learn English if you can go 2 years ago? How will you start and how exactly you will do things in order to make your learning faster and faster?
Yeah, if I could go back to the time to 2 years ago, I would definitely not use, the method before that used before being familiar with Zaban Shenas
mm-hmm.
app,
mm-hmm.
which was just memorize vocab and just that mm-hmm. without any context.
Mm-hmm.
Having context and learning a word or maybe some structure mm. in sentences and in examples are very important.
Mm.
But back at that time, I just memorized and that. And I realized after a while that I have forgot almost any vocab from that,
yeah.
which was very shame.
Yeah.
I would put a lot of time for that. Yeah.
But you wouldn't receive any result.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you would go 2 years ago, stop using those Anki decks, and of course you would just start with something like Zabanshans, or you would start with something which is context-based.
Yes, just quitting the method of using textbooks.
Mm, nice, very nice. Okay, amazing, amazing. So let's start with some much more, you know, deep advices that you can give to any language learner. So exactly, how to improve listening. If you want to give advice about listening, how will you improve your listening?
Yeah, at first, when you are beginner, you have to listen to some short material over and over again. You know, they call that intensive listening.
Yes.
You have to listen very much just one audio.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I could mention, and I have a thing called listening blindly, you know, which means there is no need to understand 100% of the audio. You know, I did that for myself, you know. I did it for Tony Robbins. As you might know, Tony Robbins speaks very fast, and it's very challenging. It's extremely challenging, and I didn't realize him. I didn't understand him. Maybe just 70%, but I did that because I knew that it will help me. You know, just listening blindly over and over again, and after a while, I got better at it, and I realized that I could understand him better.
Yeah.
You know, that's something called, you know, listening blindly, which you don't have to understand 100% or 90%.
Yeah, so you're basically saying that sometimes it's good to listen to something which you love the most, but it doesn't matter if you can't understand 90% of that.
Yeah, if you want to improve your English listening, especially the fast stuff, like Tony Robbins, he speaks very fast, and it's very challenging. You can challenge yourself by that.
Yeah, exactly. I think the thing you're mentioning, I think, is to stay out of your comfort zone if you want to improve your listening. So because if you just always pick 90%, I don't think that you will improve that much. Sometimes it's good to you know, challenge yourself with someone like Tony Robbins. If you like it, you know, that's the thing. Maybe some people don't
whatever,
like it.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, amazing, amazing. So what is your, you know, best possible advice for speaking, improving speaking?
Yeah, in order to have a great speaking skill, my advice is just speaking, you know. If you have a partner, lucky you, you know, it's a very great opportunity, and seize that opportunity as much as you can.
All right.
But if you don't have, which is natural, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can record yourself. It's a very, very important and useful method. For example, I myself record my voice sometimes and put it on the forum Zabanshinas, which is called Let's Talk.
Yeah.
But it's, if you're still shy and you don't have confidence yet, you can record yourself and listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Just that.
So, but use the language.
Speak. Yeah. Speak as fast and as early as you can.
Mm.
You don't need to have vocab to start having conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Very, very good advice. Very, very good
start,
advice.
Start. Yeah.
Yeah. So start.
Just start.
Yeah.
just don't hesitate. Don't hesitate for the first time. The best time is right now. Just start, no matter how and what your level is.
Yeah.
Just start.
So very, very, very good. I think that's very nice. It's important to speak. I think one of the polyglots which always mentions this is Oli Richards. He says, don't study grammar, but to speak. So it is more like playing a piano. So you can't, learn how to play the piano by learning the theories of the piano. You have to, use the keystroke of the piano in order to learn it. So exactly like this, if you want to improve your speaking, you have to speak, even if you don't have a lot of vocabulary. I personally believe in it, especially if someone is confident enough to use the language. If someone is not confident, I think it's okay for them to wait a little bit in order to improve their vocabulary, because they don't want to look so bad in front of other people. But in general, I think it's important to speak, because I remember a couple of members in the forum, they had a very, very good level, but they would just use text in order to record their voices. And one day I told them that you have to start recording without any text. And then they started improving. So that's the case. I think, not being shy, not giving care about being judged is very important when you want to improve your speaking, because you have to use it. So very nice advice.
Yeah, and also not caring about your mistakes.
Yes, yes.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Not being perfectionist.
Yeah. I personally, yeah. I as you read it last night from my article, you could see that even though I think I wrote that article 2 years ago, or maybe 1 year and a half, I had this opinion even back in those days, even though that I couldn't maybe speak very well. So that's my idea. I don't want to be perfect. I just want to enjoy the language and talk and communicate. And when you just get rid of that stress, definitely you will improve. Because being perfect is impossible, almost impossible. Some people, they want the perfect grammar. For instance, I have a friend, his name is Shayan. He's learning English right now, and he always comes to me and says, oh, my pronunciation sucks. And I say, all right, it's fine, don't worry. It will get better if you study and practice. So I don't think being perfect is really, really matters. Who cares? The most important thing is communication and just going and finding friends, communicating with them, having fun. That's the most important thing when it comes to speaking, in my opinion. So
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So what is your best possible advice for English learners? Have you ever thought about that?
As I said, not caring too much about other people's opinions about your level, and being patient also. Some people want to improve their language just for 6 months, which is not the correct approach. Being patient.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Have you ever listened to Gary Vee? Have you ever listened to Gary Vee?
No.
Gary Vee is a guy that he always says the same thing, but when he's talking about business, because when you start a business, you can't suddenly think about, getting rich in just a couple of months. Maybe it will take 5 years to improve your startup. So he always says the same thing, and we can even use his advices in English. He always says, be patient. Just don't rush. And exactly like the thing you're mentioning, being patient is super vital. A couple of minutes ago, I was talking to one person. She sent me a direct message in Instagram. I was just giving her some advices, and she was in a rush. She was like, I want to take IELTS exam, and I want to do this and that. So I told her just to be patient. Just use, for example, TPRS method for 6 months and you will see a huge improvement. So exactly like the thing you mentioned, I think this is the best possible advice for everyone.
Yeah, and another thing that I could say is having consistency.
Mm.
Being persistent, whether, as I said, whether you like it or not, you know, just waiting to be motivated is a wrong approach. Yeah. You have to force yourself. You know, it's like a missile, like a, how can I put it? Missile that is...
Is going to fire, is going to start.
Yeah, to play a space, yeah. You know, at the start, it loses most of its energy.
Yeah, 80%.
You know, because it has to, because it has to, you know, pull itself from the gravity of Earth. Yeah. And
to get momentum.
We are the same. Yeah, we are the same. Starting things always is the hardest part. But we have to start and having consistency.
For sure, for sure.
It's more important.
Yeah, nice one, nice one. So let's talk a little bit about people's questions, members' questions. And we have four questions here from members. So let's start with the first one. So let me read this and then you answer. There was a time you didn't know English. You couldn't speak English. You couldn't write in English. Now you can do all of these things. How do you feel about it? I mean, you can speak English easily and very well. You can write in English without any problem. How do you feel about these things?
Yeah, you know, I feel awesome, you know, fantastic, you know. There are not much and not so much people like us which can, you know, speak English or a foreign language, whatever that may be, you know, and we have to be proud ourselves. And I'm sure this great guy that has asked this question will reach this level very soon.
Yeah.
Put the necessary work.
Yeah.
And I wish the best for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel awesome and really, really.
Yeah.
I mean it. I feel very great.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very nice. So being awesome. I remember one of the ages lesson, he would just say, what was the name? I think the name of that guy was Asher. I'm handsome and I'm cool, right? So you feel handsome and cool, right? By learning English, being able to speak it.
Yeah. All right.
So the second question, how to read a book in order to get the most out of it?
One thing about reading books is you will see the effects of it over time. It's not something that happens, you know, just for a few months. You know, you have to read over and over again, and you know, the time will do it for you. Don't worry, time plays a huge role for that. It's a very great point, and it's very important. You know, as I said, being patient. And about reading a book, I personally read a book, you know, without any concern about, you know, grammatical things, because I let it happen by itself, you know, naturally.
You just read it.
Just read it and go. And I personally highlight some vocab which is new for me, and I review it every day in the Liner of Zaban Shenas. And sometimes when I confront with some hard and advanced structure and grammatical thing, sometimes I pause and think about it and try to figure it out.
Mm.
And, you know, say, wow. I say to myself, for example, wow, so this vocab is used by this preposition.
Mm-hmm. So you create aha moments sometimes. Aha. So this is it, right? The native speakers call it aha moments. You make aha moments sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes pausing and thinking, not caring too much, you know, just continuing. But sometimes it's necessary and that you have to pause and think about the structures, mm-hmm. especially new structures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and think about it for a while mm-hmm. and keep it in mind.
Yeah, all right. Very, very yeah. nice.
That's it. Just read, man.
Yeah.
It will happen naturally.
Yeah.
It's the very great part of extensive reading.
Yeah. So that's amazing. All right. So let me ask you the third one. Now that you have a lot of vocabulary, are you working on other skills too? For example, pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially I work on my speaking level. I have to record more and more
mm-hmm.
because without it, I cannot move.
So your focus is
and,
on
yeah,
speaking.
Pronunciation as well. Yeah, and about pronunciation also happens naturally and over time by listening very carefully
mm-hmm.
to whatever you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, you know, listen 100% focused. I know it's hard, but it's possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, just imitating and copying some episodes from some animations or films can be helpful. And other things that I'm working on it, you know, I'm working on, and it is actually my great purpose to be able to tell articles about my majors. I have to work on some technical vocab, which is just used in my major. Yeah, it's my goal yet.
Yeah, so you have to work on that part too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, amazing. Very nice. So the fourth question is, how do you use the vocabularies you've learned from books and movies, etc., etc.? So how do you use these vocabularies that you learn from these things?
Yeah. We have to use them, honestly, you know, mm-hmm. on purpose, you know. Activating them by ourselves. One of the reasons that I do a lot of Let's Talks on Forum Zamanshinas is that,
mm-hmm.
actually. You know, I do Let's Talks and I deliberately, intentionally, you know, use certain vocab and new vocab in order to activate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on purpose. I do. Some people say that you're using new and advanced vocab. Yeah, I use them, you know, on purpose and on plan.
Mm-hmm.
By that, I activate, you know.
Yeah. So by using those vocabulary in different contexts, you're activating them. Like let's talk, like talking to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
For example, when you're going to write some passive vocab and, you know, when you're talking, just look at them and use them in a proper mm-hmm. place.
So it is basically the idea of use it or lose it. Right? Is that right? So you have to use it.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, nice.
Yeah, you have to activate it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can change the idiom. Activate it or lose it. So that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, they're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, we are done with the questions from members. So let's start with the fun part, which is I give you a trait and you tell me which member comes to your mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So which member is the most serious?
Serious. I think Mr. Nasser.
All right. I don't think Hossein is the most serious one. He's yeah, but yeah, you thought that way. So
no, I think he doesn't feel, you know, offended, you know.
No. In general, no. No one is going to get offended by anything we say here. I hope so, at least. But that's the thing. Yeah, so the serious one is Hossein. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the most enthusiastic. You can choose yourself too.
Enthusiastic. Armin, I think.
Armin is the most enthusiastic one? Really?
Yeah,
all right. Because he dances all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is the most knowledgeable?
I think Miss Parvin.
Miss Parvin, nice. Very, very nice. So who is the most talkative? The dangerous one.
No, let's just skip that one.
So I think the most talkative, we can pick two. Say in here, I hope that they listen to this. One is Fatima Baghdadi for sure, and the other one is Mariam. But these guys are, you know, very, very lovely and sweet guys. I'm just joking. But they talk a lot.
Yeah.
So I think you agree with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right. I think, yeah, we are done. So, okay. And that's it. Basically, that was it. I think I have to write more traits here that we can talk. So, by the way, so these were the things I wanted to discuss. And who is the most humble? So let's add this one too. Who is the most humble?
Humble. The one that my mind right now, I think, Mr. I forgot his name.
Farzad?
No, Farzad is also, but Mr. Hosseini, I think. You know, the father, the father of the forum.
Ehsan.
Mr. Ehsan.
Yeah, definitely. He's a very humble man. And of course, he's very funny, you know. Sometimes we talk and he makes jokes. So, all right. So we are almost done. We are almost done with the questions. So the one last question, which I ask from everyone, I like to ask it from you too. So what is your opinion about Zabanshanas, and what do you like to add or remove from Zabanshanas?
I think Zabanshanas is a very practical and you know, I really owe to this application. Mm-hmm. I think by this review, I could, you know, give some oaths from the Zabanshanas. It helped me, you know. Mm-hmm. It changed my life, actually. I cannot, you know, express it. It's very great. And I don't think so that, you know, there's something to add or remove because it's very great. Just, I think, Linter maybe. And a little bit Zoom application. You know, the Zoom application is a little not advanced.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think we must add more content to it because Zoom is almost deserted. Nothing is inside it.
Yeah, exactly. Zoom has to be added to it.
Yeah.
More material.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any last sentence you want to share with us?
Nope. I just want to thank you so much for you know, your interview, and sorry because of some interruption.
No, it's fine. Don't say sorry because of that. Never say sorry in general. Okay.
Yeah, I really thank you. You know, you always encourage me, and I also thank to the listeners of to this interview. I wish the best for them.
Yeah.
To their point, which they will be satisfied with their level in English.
Yeah.
I really hope so, and I hope them succeed in almost every areas in their lives. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much too, because you gave me this chance to, listen and talk to you. It was
welcome.
A pleasure. It was a pleasure. So thank you so much
in
general.
Me too.
And yeah, that's it. So thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah, you too, and have a good day. And say bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening to us. If you have any question for Mustafa, come to talk.zawanshinas.com. Ask that question. He's going to answer you. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time. See you all later. Ciao.